Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and nationally syndicated out of San Francisco. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show one of the greatest linebackers of all time, the Hall of Famer, Mike Singletary, and he's here to talk about his show, which is on CBS on Wednesdays and also on demand on Paramount Plus. It's called Beyond the Edge, and episode one aired last week, and it takes nine celebrities and puts them in a jungle in Panama for a couple weeks. And Mike, welcome to the show. And I was just wondering, is 2 weeks in Panama tougher than camp with coaches Ditka and Ryan? Which one's worse?
You know, it's a very good question. I kind of go back and forth. And I think right now I'm going to choose Panama because, you know, in training camp, you knew what you were going to get. You knew Buddy was going to be on your tail. You knew Mike was going to curse you out at some point in time. But going to Panama in the jungle, you had no idea what was going to happen. That was my first time experiencing anything like that. So the unknown was definitely interesting.
What did you find out about yourself? Because I sort of feel like once you get to 50 or so, you kind of know who you are. But did you find out anything new about yourself when you were suffering these privations?
You know, absolutely. You know, you find out that you're not as brave as you thought you were. You know, when you're walking around in the dark with a lantern that you can only see a couple of feet in front of you, and you're hearing all of these noises in the jungle, and you're trying to get from one place to another, and if you're alone, I tell you now, you start to hear things, and it's not you can't take off running because you don't know which way you're going. So it's a very interesting feeling, but I definitely was able to grow some courage out there.
So, Mike, when they approached you to do this project, how much of you were, hey, that sounds really interesting, and how much of you were, oh, hell no?
Well, I think the latter expression was the one I was thinking, but it wasn't the one that I said. You know, my wife and I both were saying no, but somehow my lips were saying yes, and it was my wife said, "You got to be kidding me!" And I'm thinking to myself, "You know what? I can't believe I said it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I agreed to do it, but." Somehow, I believe I need it, and I really did, and I'm so thankful that I did it. I would not do it again, but I'm really thankful that I did it.
Do you think we might get another book out of this?
Probably not.
All right. Well, I know you also are doing this for your charity, as all the celebrities are, and they all have their own. Yours is called Changing Our Perspective. What is that, Mike?
Changing Our Perspective is a 501c3, all about bridging the gap that's in our country between the haves and have-nots. And it just really comes down to the education and health and mental wellness that I believe it's going to take to help mend our country.
Very good. You know, with the football in your blood and being a football lifer, and of course with the Niners, and then you coached in the Alliance, you've done high school. Is there anything you still want to do? Like if Baylor came calling, would you take that job or are you retired?
You know what? I would never say I retired or I'm retired. I just think that, you know, if the right situation comes along, you know, I'd have to take a look at it.
Well, for you, by the way, we're speaking with Mike Singletary, and as I mentioned, the show on CBS and Paramount Plus, Beyond the Edge. Is there anything, I mean, you've won a Super Bowl, you're in the Hall of Fame. Is there anything that is sort of left out there as a holy grail for you in the sport?
You know what? I really believe that, you know, you're talking about in terms of football.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that, you know, I see the game every year. And, you know, of course, you watch from the beginning of the season until the end of the season. And I still believe that there's something there's something to be gained from seeing someone take a team that may not be the most talented or what have you, and bringing that team together and being able to see something that's really different. And I don't think I've seen that yet. I've seen good football, but I've yet to see something that's really different, really special, really unique. And from the standpoint of maybe, I don't really know what it is, but it's there's something, and maybe with the rules of the game, I'll never see it. Maybe at some point in time, you just never know. We'll see.
Right, and that's something I was going to ask you too about. Like when I look at tackling now, and I was a D2 safety in the 80s, and now it seems like DBs just dive at wide receivers' feet, or even linebackers will just try to, bump you out of bounds. There's no form tackling anymore. Does that trend kind of eat at you?
You know, it does. I think a lot of people are just kind of shying away from the whole subject. But tackling is extremely important, and I think there are a lot of guys that retire all banged up and concussion and things like this, and it doesn't have to be. There is a right way to tackle, and I think that it's an art that some guys are just confused on what to do, other guys just kind of it's not as important anymore.
The modern player, and I was thinking when you took over the Niners, and that's, almost like 15 years ago, and the modern player I think is even different now. We're much more focused on people getting mental breaks for mental health, things that, you never would have seen in the 80s, and there's a good part of that, but it's also a double-edged sword because maybe it gives an out to people who want to quit as well. How are we going to deal with sort of the way the modern-day player looks at things?
Well, it really is a different time, and I think that it just depends on how coaches. It all depends on the coach and the leadership of the coach and what he brings to the game and the philosophy and the other thing that's really important is the leadership on the team. It's one thing for the coach to talk about how we're going to play and how we're going to do it. And it's another thing if the leadership of the team is singing a different song. So, everything has to be aligned from the organization to the head coach to the GM to the players. And if that's aligned, then which it rarely is. But when it is, something special can happen.
All right, last question for you, Coach. The jungles of Panama, were there some, Indiana Jones bugs and snakes out there? What was the creepiest, scariest thing?
It's hard to pick one thing. you see one thing and you think, oh man, what was that? I've never seen anything like that. And you turn around and you see something on the ground. I mean, the most amazing thing to me is you could be sitting down at any point in time. You're so tired and you're kneeling down and there's just a tremendous flow of ants and spiders and creatures just crawling all over the place. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. What the heck was I thinking when I got here? But it really was amazing to see all the different things that I had a chance to see and get back in one piece.
I was going to say, one thing we know for sure, you did survive, so that's good.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Mike Singletary, the Hall of Famer, his charity, Changing Our Perspective. Check that out. And check out Beyond the Edge, which is on CBS and on demand on Paramount Plus on Wednesdays at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central. Mike, thanks for coming on and talking a little ball with us as well. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.